USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith's victory in a Mississippi runoff election yesterday is, in his words, a big win. Win in capital letters, according to his tweet. Hyde-Smith defeated former Congressman and Clinton-era Agriculture Secretary Mike Espy. Her win gives Republicans a 53-47 majority in the U.S. Senate. At the first White House briefing in over a month, the press secretary Sarah Sanders was pressed about the use of tear gas against migrants who were trying to enter the U.S. illegally from Mexico a few days ago. Sanders says previous administrations used tear gas.
Let's also not forget that this isn't the first time. In fact, tear gas was used on average once a month during the Obama administration for very similar circumstances.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Over the holiday weekend, a dire forecast released by government agencies when it comes to global climate change. The White House reaction to the report.
We think that this is the most extreme version, and it's not based on facts. It's not data driven. We'd like to see something that is more data driven. It's based on modeling, which is extremely hard to do when you're talking about the climate.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders at a White House briefing yesterday. Earlier in the week, the president said he doesn't believe the findings in the report produced by government scientists in his administration. The Trump administration's plan for Medicare is lowering prescription drug costs, but it could also cut coverage for certain drugs. Changes proposed this week by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services would allow insurers to not cover certain drug options used to treat common illnesses like depression, cancer, and HIV. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The White House reacting to the news that came out of General Motors yesterday morning. And here's some of that reaction from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
General Motors will close several plants in the United States and Canada while slashing 15% of its salaried workforce. The company will offer fewer cars for sale while boosting production of trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow was asked about the GM layoffs.
Obviously, there's a lot of disappointment, even anger. I've heard it. Again, from Mr. Trudeau, from President Trump, from Democrats and Republicans.
And as far as how this will affect the economy?
Holiday season layoffs from GM, brutal, very disappointing. Will it affect the overall economy? I don't think so.
Trans Canada is to appear in court today after filing an amendment to ask a Montana district judge to allow it to begin pre-construction work on the long-discussed Keystone XL pipeline. Earlier this month, a U.S. judge issued an injunction against the corporation, blocking it from beginning construction on that international crude oil pipeline. The Alberta-based company, though, wants to narrow the injunction so as to allow the preliminary work after it had to halt because of that earlier ruling. And the outgoing government of Mexico today will give the top honor for foreigners to President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. He'll be admitted into the Aztec Eagle Order for his contributions to a North America trade pact. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.